The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to
you. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" And when Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for this child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. They are the mystery men of the gospel, these magi from the east. They just show up in Jerusalem looking for the newborn king of the Jews. We know absolutely nothing about them. They are a mystery. We don't know their names. Caspar, Balthasar, and Melchior came much, much later, 6th century. We don't know how many there were. We say three because of three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Could have been two. Could have been 20. Up until about 1,000 years ago, it was very, very popular in the Western churches to say there were six. In the Eastern churches, 12. And where are they from? East. How far east? As far east as Jersey? And what do they do? They're described as magi. But that's a rather generic term. Could be religious persons of some Eastern religion. Prominent figures from a foreign court, star studiers, astrologers, magicians. That same word, magi, is used in the New Testament to describe sorcerers. They are a mystery. And then what became of them? So many stories abound about the Magi. One, that there was a fourth that always showed up late for everything. And finally, after 30 years, got together with the other three at the crucifixion. One legend says that they all gathered together again 100 years later to celebrate Christmas midnight mass. Now, in the year 100, Epiphany was the prominent feast of the Incarnation. Christmas Feast of Christmas really wasn't celebrated. Such a big deal. My favorite story about what happened to them is that they all ended up in India and were ordained bishops by Thomas the Apostle. All we know is that they're foreigners, Gentiles, strangers. All we know. No evidence for anything else. And yet, they play such a pivotal role in what happens. They throw a wrench into all of Herod's plans to find the Christ child. They're prompted by God. They pay attention to God. They respond to God, allowing Jesus to grow up and fulfill his mission of salvation. They are a mystery. How many times have we felt saved, protected, rescued from ourselves or from some other threat? God looking out for us in so many subtle ways, just as he did for his own son. That got me to thinking about all the different people in my life, those strangers, those magi that just show up, help in some way, and disappear. Who are the magi, those strangers, those mystery people that have played a part in your life? And how are we going to be magi for others?